بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. There will be no security, peace or stability without the complete liberation of Palestine. Translated. For over a year, calls have been circulating within the quote-unquote Israeli establishment for leaders, thinkers and analysts to prepare for a confrontation with Egypt and Turkey, whom they describe as the impending threat. For over 2 years, call of a quote-unquote Greater Israel and a state encompassing Mesopotamia have been escalating and gaining traction in political circles. The Jewish entity's Prime Minister Netanyahu has even stated that he feels he is on a quote-unquote historical and spiritual mission, and that he is deeply committed to the vision of a quote-unquote Greater Israel, which includes the Palestinian territories and, quote, perhaps also parts of Jordan and Egypt, unquote, according to the quote-unquote Times of Israel. In contrast, Egyptian President Sisi, speaking at the inauguration of the state's strategic command headquarters on Saturday, while wearing military uniform, stated, quote, "The fundamental solution to the conflicts in the Middle East lies in reaching a comprehensive and just peace agreement that ends with the Palestinian issue and establishes a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital in accordance with international law," unquote. Some rulers of the Muslims still insist that by signing peace and normalization agreements with the Jewish entity, they will gain the favor of the Jewish entity and by extension America, and thus preserve their rule. However, recent years and events have proven their assumptions and calculations wrong. The ambitions of the Jewish entity are limitless and its corruption knows no bounds. Ever since their monstrous entity was established on the blessed land of Palestine, the Jews have been wreaking havoc and corruption in the region, killing, slaughtering, occupying and displacing, moving from one war to another. Neither Egypt, nor Syria, nor Lebanon, nor Jordan has been spared their aggression, in addition to their usurpation of Palestine and the Golan Heights. They also attacked Yemen, Iraq and Iran and threatened Egypt and Turkey. The Jewish entity is established on Muslim land, its claws deeply embedded in the flesh of Muslims, sparing neither child, woman nor elder. Its aggression against Muslims is not a passing phenomena, but rather an inherent and deeply rooted one. The continued existence of their entity means the continuation of the occupation of Muslim land and the perpetuation of their corruption and depravity. Therefore, there will be no peace, security, or stability in the region as long as the Jewish entity exists. The fundamental solution lies in the mobilization of Muslim armies to liberate Palestine and every inch of Muslim land occupied by the Jewish entity. As for the call for peace according to the resolutions of the international system, it is a call for the continuation of the occupation, the abandonment of the site of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's night journey, and the empowerment of the Jews in our lands. More than 7 decades of witnessing displacement, destruction, death, and tragedies are enough for every discerning person to realize that there is no salvation for Muslims and the region except through the liberation of the blessed land of Palestine, which is Allah's promise that He never breaks. Allah Almighty said,
إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوء وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا.
And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter that place of worship as they entered in the first time, and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Surah Al-Isra, verse 17. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.